Are you backing up again, Dad?
Aloha! This is Ted Nguyen doing an audio podcast from the beautiful island of Kauai in Hawaii. And I'm at a special luau, and no visit to Hawaii is complete without a traditional Hawaiian luau. So tell me your name and tell me where we're located tonight.
Thank you. Aloha. My name is Kamika, and unfortunately the name is Smith. It's not a Hawaiian name, but it is a Hawaiian family that's actually...
You know what? You and I actually have something in common because my last name is Nguyen. We're the Smith of Vietnam.
Oh, okay.
Yeah. So, so here we are located. So give us the setting and kind of describe what it's like right now.
Sure thing. We're on the island of Kauai on the eastern coast here. And this is Wailua. This is where the royal family of Kauai used to live in. We're located in a 30-acre botanical garden, and actually that's where our luau is held. So it's a beautiful location. We got the torches just being lit right now. Which will add an even more beautiful ambiance to the evening as well. So it's a family business. We've been here for about 65 years doing luaus and boat tours on the Wailua River as well, too.
So tell us about your heritage as far as like where your family's from, and then you wanted to really celebrate
Definitely. The
family heritage, but then also, you know, obviously make a little bit of a living from it. So tell us a little bit about how that got started.
Thank you. Our family name is Smith, and of course, you don't think of Smith when you come to Hawaii. So great-grandpa was the one actually that came over to Hawaii from England, fell in love with my great-grandma, who is Hawaiian, and that's how we got the name Smith. So besides the name, everything else looks Hawaiian. We all look Hawaiian as well, too, but we still have that English background as well. The family business started with a boat tour up to a river that goes up to the thing called the Fern Grotto, which is like a cave with ferns hanging down from the top of it, sort of like a jungle boat cruise.
Right, and I really wanted to do that, but I heard that there was a tropical storm that kind of destroyed part of the...
Part of the ferns are gone, but we have it's still the tropical rainforest that you go up to, and the cave is still there as well, too.
So it's beautiful. That's where Blue Hawaii was filmed.
Hawaii was filmed in this area, yes.
Right, that was starring, of course, Elvis Presley. So that's something also very famous besides the Smith family here as well. So kind of describe some of the food that was offered, and then I know it comes from the heart, and it tasted like it came from the heart. So to describe that for us.
Thank you. Well, the food that we have here is stuff that we like to eat. So, of course, you have the pig that's cooked in the underground oven, and actually we start off the luau with that, where we show you how the Hawaiians cook their food in the underground oven. It's called an emu. And we also have a fish. Tonight's fish is mahi-mahi, which is also famous in Hawaii here as well, too. We do it with a sweet sour sauce. Mm-hmm. There's also a chicken dish, a marinated chicken.
Yeah, the chicken adobo. I noticed that there's quite a few Asian-inspired dishes.
Definitely.
And it's really part of the Hawaiian culture now, right, with the Filipinos, the Japanese-Americans, as well as Chinese-Americans that have migrated to Hawaii, along with the natives, have really built a vibrant culture in Hawaii. And you're celebrating such a myriad of different cultures. And so after the luau, there's some performances that I can't wait to see. So tell us a little bit about those performances.
Yes. Just like what you said, Hawaii is a melting pot of different cultures, and mainly from the Pacific Rim area. At the show, like the food here, we also have dances from Polynesia, but we also have dances from China, Japan, and the Philippines in there as well, too, showcasing some of the other cultures that have come to make Hawaii their home as well.
So what is it like for you personally to see all these guests from throughout the world come here to your home, and you get to showcase your heritage to them, not only in food, but then also the rich traditions of music and dance and the rich culture that you have? What does that make you feel like as a person?
Yeah, I enjoy this because I actually grew up in the family business, and being able to share what we have here in the culture. And I've traveled a lot as well, too. So wherever I go, I try to see the same kind of performance being done at the local areas as well, too. So it's always good to keep the culture going. And this is one of the ways that we do that here on Kauai with our family business, keeping the hula and the Hawaiian music and the foods going on as well, too.
So in addition to the food and the music, there's also these beautiful peacocks, and as well as a sort of a petting zoo or petting area with goats and other little mini creatures, right?
Yep, my dad's actually a real animal lover. Uh-huh. And a lot of times the way we get our animals is people know that my dad's an animal lover, so they leave it at the gate. And then if they're not going to keep it, and then so my dad just takes them in, and so we just end up with a whole hodgepodge of different kind of animals. Right now we have goats and a cow, but those are in like a pasture area. Mm-hmm. We have a lot of peacocks that are here, as well as Muscovy ducks, and there's some native Hawaiian goose as well, too, the nene goose as well.
I know the peacocks are amazing. I mean, they're not native of Hawaii, but they came over with people, yes. You know, obviously on a boat or on a plane. So how many peacocks do you folks have here?
We don't really have a true count, but we think there's about 100 peacocks. Actually, one of our princesses of Hawaii was known for her love for peacocks, and she brought them over to the island of Oahu, and they've gone out to other islands as well, too. But they're beautiful to have. This time of year, it is the mating season, so the males have the long tails, and they fan it out, and they try to attract the females as well, too. So really beautiful.
Right. And, you know, describe as far as, you know, how difficult it is as part of, you know, being a family business. I know any business is very, very difficult. You know, how difficult is it to work with siblings and relatives and cousins and, you know, kind of describe the behind the scenes of that. You know, I'm sure this family love too,
right.
but, you know, business is business, isn't it?
Yes, definitely. We actually work well together. We run the business as a business, knowing that family is together in the business. And we look at it as if the business is successful, the family is successful, and vice versa as well, too. So we all get along. There's probably about 15 immediate family members that work in the business, although we have over 100 family members. Some decide not to work in the business, which is fine, too.
Right. Can you give us some tips as far as, you know, family businesses? You know, if you have something that you're really passionate about, that you really know something about, you know, what's a tip that you would have to other entrepreneurs out there that want to get started, you know, no matter what it may be?
I think with family businesses or with business as a whole, you need to have a grasp of the foundation of business, which is accounting and marketing and operations as well, too. You need to have that first. And once you get that, then the family works into that, that special magic that the family can bring together as well, too. So as long as you know your finances are okay and you make it through that first year, you have a good way of making sure that you're going to continue on.
So how has been the recession impacted you? You know, now that the economy is rebounding, are you feeling the impacts?
We have felt it a little bit, but not too much. What we do is we have our luaus 3 nights a week for throughout the year. Sometimes we will add an extra night or 2 extra nights, depending on the amount of people that we think are going to be here. So we work our schedule out according to how many people we think we're going to have here.
So anything else that you want to share as far as, you know, a little bit about, you know, the special place that's here? You know, where can visitors find out more information about you?
Yes. Our website, first of all, is Smith's Kauai. So Smith with an S at the end. And the island name, Kauai.com. That's where you'll find all of our information there. But Kauai is a special island as it's in its own sense. Unfortunately, I think we're being found out by more and more people.
So unfortunately, this audio bot podcast is going out to about 185,000 people out there, which it might be good for you, but maybe not good for me. But, you know, it really, on social media, it really is about sharing because we care and sharing good tidbits of information. And there's a nugget of information that I found here in this beautiful island of Kauai. So where else do you recommend people go, you know, if they only have 2 or 3 days in Kauai? You know, name a couple of places that are must-do items.
Yes. The North Shore of Kauai is known for its beauty. That's the wetter side of the island, and that's where a lot of the movies were filmed, like The Thornbirds. We have South Pacific was filmed out there, and many other movies out there as well. Waterfalls coming down the mountains, beautiful beaches. That's on one side. On the other side, you have the Waimea Canyon, if you're into nature. A lot of hiking trails up there, and just beautiful locations to take your car in. And most things are free, so that's the nice thing about Kauai, is that you don't have to pay for anything that you really, you know, need to go see. Most things are free where you can just drive to.
All right. Thank you so much. Is there anything else that you want to add?
Just aloha from the island of Kauai. We look forward to seeing some of you here. Not all at once, though, okay?
All right, sounds great. And tell us your name again, and where can people find you on the social media networks?
Thank you. My name is Kamika Smith, and our website is smithskauai.com.
All right, sounds great. Thank you so much. I'll let you get back, because I know that there's a lot of work to be done, so that people like me can have a lot of fun. So thank you so much.